This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled that Montanans who want to cast a vote in next month's primary election must be registered with their county elections office by noon on June 6th. The justices in a 4-1 ruling Tuesday said changes in election law passed by the most recent state legislature will remain in effect for the June 7th primary. District Court Judge Michael Moses of Billings had ruled last month that a law ending Election Day voter registration appeared to be unconstitutional, burdening the right to vote, and he temporarily blocked it. The Supreme Court lifted that injunction, agreeing with Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson that 3 local elections had been successfully held under the laws passed by the 2021 legislature. The High Court ruling also means that people using student IDs as identification when voting will have to provide some other proof of residency, such as a utility bill or a pay stub with their name and address on it. The plaintiffs who won a preliminary injunction blocking a new law governing how birth certificates are updated say the state is ignoring the court order. The ACLU of Montana and other plaintiffs said Tuesday that the state health department is not allowing people to make the changes in their birth certificates, despite a preliminary injunction issued nearly a month ago allowing Montanans who are transgender and want to update their birth certificates to do so. The new law required Montanans who want to update their birth certificates to undergo surgery and then petition a court. Asked in early May what kind of actions it would take during the preliminary injunction, a spokesperson for the State Department of Public Health and Human Services wrote in an email that, quote, potentially affected requests are temporarily on hold as the DPHSS works with the State Department of Justice to review the recent preliminary injunction ruling and its implications. The April order from Billings Judge Michael Moses said that the state is enjoined from enforcing any aspect of Senate Bill 280 during the pendency of this action. The order also said the purpose of a preliminary injunction is to prevent further injury or irreparable harm by preserving the status quo of the subject in controversy pending an adjudication on the merits. Akila Lane, a staff attorney at the ACLU of Montana, said Tuesday, at this point, we're still considering our options. We want to keep all our options open at this point. The language quoted is common in preliminary injunctions, Lane said, and means that the state should go back to the process in place before the law was passed in early 2021 by the GOP majority legislature and signed by Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. That process allowed people to update their birth certificate by submitting a form to the state health department. Quote, preserving the status quo means reverting to whatever process or law was in place prior to the current controversy, according to Lane. Lane says the ACLU of Montana has received several complaints from people unable to update their birth certificates, but it is unclear how many may have been affected. Quote, the state hasn't provided us with any justification as for why it is not complying with the district court order. Lane says it appears to be part of a larger, really problematic issue of seeing an attitude of disrespect toward the judiciary. A collection of environmental groups filed suit Tuesday challenging a forest project on the Kootenai Forest that the plaintiffs claim will negatively affect grizzly bears. The 44-page complaint says that the 56,000-acre knotty pine timber sale in a remote area southwest of Yak will harm federally protected grizzly bears in the area. Specifically, the suit says that by approving the project, the Forest Service violated the National Environmental Policy Act and the Administrative Procedure Act. The groups are asking the court to either vacate the project decision or enjoin implementation. The project is on the Three Rivers Ranger District and is bound by the Idaho state line to the west, the Kootenai River to the south, and the Yak River to the east. Logging, including some clear cuts, is slated for about 5,000 acres of the project, with an estimated 29 million board feet of timber expected. Prescribed burns will occur on 4,700 acres. 100 acres of harvest and burning will occur in old growth areas. Approximately 3.7 miles of undetermined roads and 2.2 miles of temporary roads will be built, and approximately 35 miles of existing roads would be reconstructed for use. No permanent roads are approved for the project. According to the Forest Service, the project will improve forest health, reduce wildfire potential within a wildland-urban interface area, supply logs to local mills, and improve big game winter range conditions. The project also includes improvements to the Cougar Ridge cross-country ski area and a new trail along the Yak River. The Forest Service decision notes that, according to a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biological opinion issued March 18th, the project is, quote, is not likely to result in jeopardy to grizzly bears. In the complaint, the conservation groups say grizzly population in the region is fragile. They claim that the logging, prescribed burns, and roads approved with the Knotty Pine Project are a serious threat to the grizzly population, and that the Forest Service failed to address those impacts properly during the environmental review process. The complaint notes that the project is within a federally designated grizzly bear recovery area and claims that the current grizzly population falls below the recovery goals of 100 grizzlies. The most recent count in 2020 puts the Cabinet Yak grizzly population at 45 bears. That's fewer than the 50 bears estimated in 2019 and 54 bears in 2018. Quote, roads and clear cutting are some of the biggest threats to this extremely fragile population of grizzly bears. That's according to Christine Ackland, Northern Rockies attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, in a press release. Not only did the agencies completely ignore the real effects of the illegal and unauthorized roads on grizzly bears, according to Ackland, they also failed to consider how operating more than 45 miles of roads in grizzly bear habitat will further harm this threatened population. Montana's largest railroad company is making changes to a new employee attendance policy after receiving pushback from railroaders and unions. BNSF employees say the company's new high-vis attendance policy makes it even worse by penalizing them for taking time off for family emergencies, illnesses, or fatigue. Union officials say more than 700 railroaders have quit since the policy was implemented in February. Under the high-vis system, each employee was assigned 30 points, with points then deducted for unplanned time off. The exact number of points deducted and the type of absence and where it falls on the calendar. Say, not working weekends and holidays, that would cost more points. If an employee loses all their points, they can be disciplined. If they lose their points multiple times, they can be fired. Labor officials remain unimpressed and said the BNSF Railway's new policy could lead to unsafe working conditions on the railroad. Union officials say the railroad has brought its labor woes on itself by making deep staffing cuts to appease shareholders. According to the U.S. Surface Transportation Board, America's largest freight railroads have reduced their workforce by 45,000 people, that's 29%, in the last 6 years. Officials at the Montana Historical Society held a topping-out ceremony for the $81 million Montana Heritage Center on Tuesday. Topping-out ceremonies are a major milestone in a construction project. The steel beams put in place at the end of the ceremony signify that the highest point of the new Montana Heritage Center has been constructed. The new 66,000-square-foot addition, expected to open in 2024 or early 2025, will have expanded galleries so visitors can see more of the art and artifacts held in trust by the Historical Society. There'll also be meeting rooms for up to 300 people and a public cafe. Hundreds of students at 15 schools across Montana put their signatures on the beam during the last 2 weeks, according to museum officials. Tyler Gernand is the Missoula County Clerk and Treasurer, and he has come out against a proposed cap on property taxes. Gernand says that CA 121 is a proposed constitutional amendment that is modeled on California's Proposition 13, which he says has been a disaster for California. It benefits rich property owners at the expense of everyone else. It cuts off funding for schools, police, and fire, he says. He continues, CA 121 will limit residential property taxes by limiting the growth from a purchase build value to 2% or inflation, whichever is lower. Gernand says a similar move, quote, has created some of California's bigger problems. According to Gernand, the year Proposition 13 was implemented in California, property tax receipts fell 60%. Police and fire stations were closed. Local education funding was cut as control was shifted from local school boards to the state, and roads fell into disrepair. He says sales and income taxes increased. Gernand continues that CI 121, quote, exacerbates our housing crush, forces us to find different ways to tax ourselves, and destroys our schools. He says California went from being 14th in the nation prior to Proposition 13 for schools to 43rd by 2010. If you need to hear this report again, please check the podcast on our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB web pages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide with listeners in 46 U.S. states and Canadian provinces in 24 countries on 6 continents. We also post our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.